Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so on Friday, she was wondering, in order to buy her dream car, her sister needed her to co-sign on the loan. But she was a real iffy on the sister. So did she do it or not? I wasn't here on Friday. So what happened, Ab?
Yeah, so we had a bit of a sibling dilemma on our hands. Her sister wants to buy a brand new car, but she wants her sister to co-sign on this vehicle. The thing is, she's got like an incredible credit score. She's really trying to protect it so she can buy a house in the next year or so. So some of us were like, absolutely not. Like, do not put your financial future at risk. But a couple of us were like, you know what? Maybe sit down, have a chat with your sister, lay it all out there. Let her know what's at stake so she doesn't take advantage of you.
Yeah, because I think Cassie was the only one that was adamantly like, hell no, I am not signing on this.
No, because she felt in her, she was worried that her sister might default on the payments in her gut. She was just worried, and she'd worked hard to build this credit score. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is going to stay, you know, you're responsible for the payment if your sister defaults. It's going to jack up your score. There's a difference between like loaning someone money or helping someone out. But when you're not sure if they're going to be legit and it's going to ruin your life, that's a hell no.
It's still got to be a very tough situation for a sister. I mean, because then you have to have the conversation saying, I don't think you're worth the risk.
Yeah.
Which is really what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's tough.
All right. So here's what happened. She followed up and said, I tried to have that financial talk with my sister, like Kristen suggested she would do if in my shoes. Let's just say it didn't exactly go as smoothly as I had hoped. I sat my sister down thinking we could have a conversation about her monthly budget and figure out how much she could realistically afford for a car payment. She immediately got all offended, thinking I didn't trust her or that I had some sort of right to know every little detail of her income and expenses. I tried my best to explain that my intentions were pure. I just wanted to make sure she wouldn't end up drowning in debt. But nope. She remained defensive and distant throughout the whole conversation. She refused to discuss her finances. She insists that her finances are fine and her poor credit score is from old situations that haven't fallen off yet. I ended up getting equally as angry and told her I had every right to know every bit of her finances if I could ultimately be on the hook for paying off her car. So she told me to just forget it and that she'd figure it out. So, forget it is exactly what I intend to do. Mm-hmm. I now refuse to co-sign for a single thing for her. So, thanks for the advice and thanks for helping me realize that it would have been a huge mistake to put my own financial future on the line for her.
She did the right thing, I really think. And the sister will get over it here, but man, if she's been saving this much... Look, it's very difficult to separate business from personal, for sure. But in a case like this, I think she did the absolute right thing.
Like, she's treating her sister like a bank, right, with this cosign. And the bank isn't going to let you just walk in and be like, oh, you want a new car? Okay, I'm not going to check anything out or check to make sure that you are a viable candidate and you're not going to default on your loan. So if you're going to, like you said, Bert, if you're going to do business with a friend or family, you have to expect it to be treated like business and not like a favor. She didn't want some kind of business deal. She wanted a favor from her sister with no questions asked. And that's not cool when there's like credit and money on the line.
Show director Tommy.
Let's pretend this is happening amongst the Burt Show fam. Which member of the Burt Show would you not co-sign for?
Why? It's this early on Monday morning.
I know.
Okay.
Let's get started off on a good foot.
Which one would we not, of everybody on the show?
Yes.
Would we not co-sign on? Huh.
Think about when you're taking this in consideration, the people that would need co-signing the most versus who you don't trust to pay you back or to put you in financial jeopardy.
And is saying everyone not an option?
No.
It's not an option.
No.
Okay, it's got to be one.
One person.
All right, Kristen, you start.
Because I'm at a studio and in Kentucky. Okay. So to be honest, the person who I know the least on the staff or I know the least about on the staff is the person that I'm not going to co-sign for. And unfortunately, that's Rebecca. She's just the person that I don't know the most about. So
Abby's been here like 5 minutes and she just got chosen over Rebecca.
Thanks, Kristen.
That is a good point.
That is a really good point. No, I'm still sticking with my answer.
She's still sticking with her answer. I am going to go with, I want to say Abby too for your reason, but for whatever reason, I want to say Rebecca too.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why.
Rebecca, I would choose Sonia alone.
I don't know why.
Right, Abby.
Bert, I'm glad you chose me because I would choose you. Okay. I don't know if I have the financial funds to be able to co-sign for whatever kind of car you're going to get.
If I'm coming to you for money, I've already come to 100 people. I've been turned down by 100 people, I assure you.
The Bert Show.